Tape Stop Style Transitions Masterclass for Jungle Rollers, Beginner Edition. We are in Ableton Live, we're keeping it stuck, and we're focusing on automation so you can get that everything slams to a halt. Then the drop hits like a truck moment without destroying your mix. The big idea. In Jungle Rollers, momentum is everything. So tape stops aren't about stopping for ages. They're about tension plus timing. Short, intentional, clean, and always landing perfectly on the grid. Here's what we're building today. 3 reusable tape stop transition templates. 1. An authentic audio tape stop for breaks and vocals. 2. A bus or pre-master tape stop that's fast and works on groups. 3. The stop plus space combo, where the dry signal dies but a reverb tail keeps floating, super cinematic. And we'll imagine it in a simple 16-bar roller. Bars 1 to 15, you're rolling. Bar 16, the transition. Bar 17, the drop continues or you switch the phrase. All right, first, let's prep the session. This is boring but legendary, because good routing makes transitions easy. Group your drums. Select your kick, snare, hats, break layers, whatever you've got. Group them and name that group drums. Then group your musical stuff, bass, stabs, pads, effects, and name that music. Now the beginner pro move. Make a pre-master stage. Create a group or audio track called PR Remaster and route drums and music into it. Then PR Remaster goes to the master. Why are we doing that? Because you want to do transition tricks without fighting your final limiter, your glue compressor, or anything on the master. Pre-master is where your arrangement moves happen. Master is where you keep things consistent. Cool. Method 1. Classic tape stop on an audio clip. This is the most real tape machine sounding method, especially on a break like an amen, a drum loop, a vocal chop, or some impact audio. Pick your target. Let's say your break loop is doing its thing right up to bar 17. We're going to stop it in bar 16. Now consolidate for control. Highlight the last bar, or even the last half bar where you want the stop, and consolidate. This makes a fresh clip so automation behaves predictably. Open the clip view and turn warp on. For warp mode, choose repitch. This is the key if you want the pitch to fall with the slowdown. If you choose complex or complex pro, it'll stretch time without that classic pitch drop, and you'll wonder why it doesn't feel like tape. So for the real tape vibe, repitch. Now we create the slowdown. We're going to automate clip transpose. Go into arrangement automation mode and find the clip transpose lane for that audio clip. Here's a solid starting move for jungle. Start at 0 semitones, and ramp down to minus 12 semitones over the last half bar. That's one octave down, and it reads instantly as tape stopping. If you want heavier, go minus 24 over a full bar. But remember, in rollers, too long can feel like you hit the brakes mid-race. Often a quarter bar or half bar is the sweet spot. Teacher note here. Don't draw this ramp like a perfect straight line. Think like a drummer, not a graph. A believable tape stop has inertia. It starts slowing gently, then gives up and collapses near the end. So add a breakpoint in the middle and pull it down so the curve accelerates downward. That tiny detail makes it feel physical. Now add the micro gap. This is one of the biggest why does this sound pro. Secrets. Right after the stop, cut a tiny silence before the drop hit. A 16th note is perfect. Sometimes an 8th if you want more drama, but start with a 16th. That little gap creates a vacuum. The listener's brain leans forward, and then the downbeat hits harder without you turning anything up. One warning, don't create clicks. If you slice audio for the gap, turn on create fades on clip edges in preferences, and keep fades tiny, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. You want clean silence, not a nasty pop. Alright, method 2, the stock device tape stop that works on groups. This is the one you'll use all the time, because it's quick, automatable, and it works on drums, music, or the whole PR remaster. On the group you want to stop, drop in frequency shifter. After it, optionally add auto filter for a closing down feel, and utility for gain control and cleanup. On frequency shifter, make sure you're in frequency shifter mode, not ring mod. Set dry slash wet to 100% so the effect is obvious. Feedback can be 0 to 5% if you want a touch of grit, but keep it low. Now automate frequency, and this is the move. Start at 0 Hz, then ramp down over the last half bar to somewhere between minus 600 and minus 1500 Hz. If you go gnarlier, like minus 2500, it can get harsh or metallic depending on the material. So for beginner settings, live in that minus 600 to minus 1500 range and adjust by ear. What's happening here is not true VAR speed, but it sells the illusion in a busy roller, because everything shifts down and feels like it's losing energy together. Now add the closing filter if you want it to feel even more intentional. On auto filter, use a low pass 24 slope, add a little drive, like 3 to 8 dB, just enough to thicken the collapse. Automate the cutoff from open, like 18 kHz, down to something like 300 hz over the same half bar. Automate resonance slightly up, but don't overdo it or it'll whistle. And then the most important part, the return to punch. Right after the stop, snap the frequency shifter back to zero. Snap the filter cutoff back open. This is where the downbeat becomes crisp again. If you want a tiny slam, automate utility gain up by 1 or 2 dB just on the first hit after the stop. Keep it subtle. It's more about contrast than volume. Coach note, decide what the listener holds on to during the stop. Full silence can feel like the wheels fall off, especially in jungle. A beginner rule is, stop break plus bass, but let one tiny anchor keep going quietly, like a tight hat loop, filtered and low volume. Or do the opposite, stop everything and let just one snare reverb tail point at the drop. The key is, give the ear one thread to follow. Method 3. Stop plus bass. This is where it starts feeling like a record. Make a return track with reverb. Use hybrid reverb. Set it to a longer decay, like 2.5 to 6 seconds depending on drama. Pre-delay around 10 to 30 milliseconds helps keep the initial hit clear. And please filter it. Low cut around 200 to 400 hz so your sub doesn't turn into soup. And high cut around 6 to 10 kHz for a darker jungle vibe. On returns, keep wet at 100%. Now automate the send into the stop. On drums or pre-master, ride the send up in the last quarter bar to half bar before the stop. For example, from negative infinity to about minus 6 dB quickly. Then at the exact stop moment, pull the send back down so the drop doesn't get washed. Now the magic move, kill the dry while the tail continues. On the bus where you're doing the stop, automate utility gain down right at the stop. Just for a 16th or an 8th. Don't hard mute instantly, fade it over a few milliseconds to avoid clicks. The dry disappears, but the reverb return keeps ringing, so you get this ghostly hang time that makes the next downbeat feel huge. Quick low-end discipline check, because this is where beginners accidentally wreck the drop. During a tape stop, subs can get weird if you're pitching them down or shifting them. Pick one approach, either hard remove the low-end during the transition with a fast high pass, or hold it cleanly. Don't smear it. Holding can mean letting a sustained sub note ring without pitch falling, while the tops do the tape stop. That often sounds cleaner than dragging a sine wave down into mud. Now, where do these stops actually go in a jungle roller? Classic placement is the end of bar 16 for a phrase change. You can also do a mini fake out at bar 8, super short, like an eighth note stop, then keep rolling. That keeps energy high while teasing the listener. A really effective pro style move is, stop music only, keep a filtered break or hat quietly ticking, then bring the bass back on the downbeat. That gives tension without killing the wheels completely. Common mistakes to avoid. Number 1. Stopping the sub for too long without planning the comeback. If the low end disappears and stays gone, the drop can feel smaller, not bigger. Keep the stop short, and make sure the first hit after the stop is clean and intentional. Number 2. Warp mode mismatch. If you want pitch drop, you need re-pitch in method 1. Number 3. Overlong tape stops in rollers. Quarter bar to half bar is usually enough. Number 4. Reverb mud. Filter your return, always. Number 5. Clicks and pops. Use tiny fades, and don't hard cut mid waveform. Now let's do a mini practice exercise so you can lock this in. Make a simple two-step roller at around 174 BPM. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, add shuffled hats, layer a break, and add a reese or rolling sub-pattern. At the end of bar 16, apply method 2 on drums. Automate frequency shifter down over the last half bar. Add the auto filter sweep so it closes. Send just the snare, or a key break hit, into your hybrid reverb return in the last quarter bar. Then create a 16th note of silence right before bar 17. Export a quick bounce around that transition and ask yourself 3 questions. Does the drop feel bigger after the stop? Is the reverb tail clean, meaning no low-end fog? And is the stop tight, like it lands perfectly on the grid? No late wobble. Before we wrap, one extra upgrade that's beginner-friendly but feels advanced. Build a one-knob transition macro. Group your transition devices into an audio effect rack on PRE Master. Map frequency shifter frequency and auto filter cutoff to macro 1, your reverb send amount to macro 2 if you want, and a tiny utility punch or width change to macro 3. Now you're practicing musical timing, not juggling 10 automation lanes. Final recap. Tape stops in jungle are about tension and timing. Keep them short and gridlocked. Method 1. Repitch clip transpose is the most authentic tape vibe for audio loops. Method 2. Frequency shifter on a bus is the fastest and most flexible for groups. Method 3. Stop plus reverb tail gives you that modern cinematic scene change. Use micro gaps for impact. Filter your reverb return and treat the low end like a decision. Hold it or remove it. Never smear it. If you tell me your tempo and whether you're stopping breaks only, drums bus, or full pre-master, I can suggest the cleanest stop length and a good automation curve that will land perfectly every time.